我们感谢主这一次的特会里面，主让我们有三位弟兄在这里在话语上面有服事。
I especially thank the Lord that at this special conference He has granted us three speakers to minister words to us.
两位都比我年长的很多。
Two are much elderly than I am.
其实呢，我也是个老人。
And in reality, I'm also an old man.
不过呢，我是一个最年轻的老人。
But I'm the youngest old man.
因为他们两位呢都不打领带啊。
And because both of them do not wear ties.
所以我也顺从他们，也不打领带。
So I followed them and took off my tie.
感谢主，这次让我有负担在这里和弟兄姊妹们交通到关于生命的事。
I thank the Lord that He has given me the burden that I may share matters of the life with you.
我的题目呢很简单，就是讲到这个持定永生。
My topic is very simple, that is to lay hold eternal life.
昨天晚上呢，我们已经和弟兄姊妹讲到啊，我们作为一个基督徒，我们要重视主所给我们的生命。
Last night, I have shared with Brother Sister already that as Christians, we must cherish and place heavy emphasis on this life.
因为这是我们的主付了重大的代价所赐给我们的。
Because our Lord has given us through paying a great, great price.
神把他的儿子赐给我们。
God has given us His Son.
而他的儿子呢，借着生命把他自己赐给我们众人。
And His Son has given us Himself through His life.
所以今天这个生命在我们的里面。
And today this life is in us.
是极其宝贵。
And it's such a precious life.
我们说过在初期的教会里面。
We mentioned that in the beginning church.
那帮圣徒们他们不仅是这个生命的拥有者。
All these saints not only are the possessor of this life.
他们也是这个生命的跟随者。
They also are the followers of this life.
因为姊妹今天对于我们来讲。
And brother and sister, as far as us today,
我们不仅是生命的拥有者，
not only we possess this life,
我们也应该是生命的跟随者。
We ought to follow this life.
许多时候我们的难处呢，就是跟随这个生命的感觉呢，跟随的不够紧。
Our problem is that we do not follow the feelings of life closely.
如果我们能跟随这个生命跟随的紧的话呢，
if we can follow this life closely,
弟兄姊妹们，我们会解决我们生命中生活中许多的难处和问题。
Then many issues and problems in our life will be resolved.
我在这里做一个小小的见证。
I'll give you a small testimony.
这是来之前呢。
And just before I came.
我在主面前祷告说，主啊，到底我去，我应该交通些什么呢？
I prayed before the Lord and said, Lord, what should I really speak this time when I go there?
当主把这个题目给我的时候。
And when He has given me this topic.
我里面第一个感觉是什么呢？
What was my first feeling?
这是魏弟兄讲的道。
I said, this is a topic shared by Brother Wei.
因为我年轻的时候常常听魏弟兄讲生命的道。
Because when I was young, I often hear Brother Wei share concerning the life.
他的话语非常的丰富，也非常有力。
And his words was very rich and very powerful.
我们很喜欢听他讲生命的道。
We love to hear him share concerning the way of life.
所以我的印象很深刻。
And this left an impression in my heart.
所以因此呢，我心里面就想，我要换个题目。
So I thought, well, I'm going to have to change the topic.
当我来之前，我还在那里挣扎。
Even right before I came, I was still struggling.
我是不是应该换一个题目？
Should I change the topic?
那么等走的前一天，我对我的姊妹讲说，我想换题目。
The day before I was leaving, I told my wife and said, I'm going to change the topic.
但是我说已经太晚了。
But I said, it's too late.
我想换一个什么题目呢？
What topic did I want to change to?
我本来想和弟兄姊妹交通基督徒的自由。
I wanted to share with you the liberties of Christian.
而这个题目呢，我本来是想用出埃及记做背景。
I was going to use the book of Exodus as my background.
但是呢，我觉得我还是应该顺服主在里面给我的感动。
But I thought I still must follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit in my heart.
感谢主。
I praise the Lord.
今天早晨当我听见我们的 Frumkey 弟兄起来交通的时候。
This morning when I heard our brother Frumkey shared.
他一讲出埃及记。
He started with Exodus.
我里面匍匐敬拜。
I just had to bow down and worship the Lord.
我说主啊，你永远不会错。
I said, Lord, you will. never be wrong.
弟兄姊妹, 我们应当跟随生命的感觉, 跟随得紧一点。
One sister, we must follow closely to the leading of the life.
如果我不愿意顺从我里面生命的感动,
if I do not want to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in my heart, and I will speak according to my own will, we probably have problems this conference.
我不会为难我们年长弟兄，因为他比我丰富，定归我为难自己。
I will just give myself more problem. I won't give any problem to our brother because he is more rich in life than I am. I thank the Lord.
在生命中间引导我们。
God lead us in our life.
我们在基督徒的生活里面常常会听见说啊，圣灵对我说话，主引导我，神在这带领我。
In our Christian life, we often hear people say that the Holy Spirit has spoken to me. God had led me such and such way. And sometimes we get confused.
到底是谁对我们说话呢?
Who is it that was really speaking to me?
但是弟兄姊妹认真的来讲,
but seriously speaking,
今天我们的神,
today our God,
他乃是借着圣灵在生命中对我们说话。
He uses the Holy Spirit to speak to us in life.
所以无论是父子圣灵透过生命对我们说话。
Whether it's the Father or the Son and the Holy Spirit, He all speak to us through life.
所以认真讲，你所得到的是一个生命的感觉。
And so you have received this feeling of life.
因此，这个所以生命的感觉就是活的。
And this feeling is alive.
所以因此我们基督徒，我们不仅是生命的拥有者。 我们也应当是生命的跟随者。
So as Christian, not only we possess this life, we should also be the follower of this life.
我们要跟得越紧越好。
The closely we follow, the better it is.
弟兄姊妹们, 我不知道如何来表达我这个感觉。
Francis, I don't know how else to share my feeling with
you. 我觉得我们今天对主一个深切的亏欠。
I felt that we have fell so short to our Lord.
神的儿女糟蹋这个生命。
Because we have wasted this life.
我们没有重视它。
We have not placed emphasis on this life. We have not cherished it. We have not treasured this life.
弟兄姊妹们，每次当我在这个世界中站在人群中间的时候，
every time when I stand among men,
我看见千千万万的人在那里，
I see thousands of people around me.
我里面就有一个很深很深的感动，
and I have this deep moving feeling in my heart.
我说主啊，这么多的人，你怎么会拣选到我呢？
I said, Lord, there are so many people here. Why did you select me?
主为什么拣选到你呢？
Why did God select you?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们是神在千万人中间所拣选出来的。
God has chosen you out of thousands of people.
神把他用重价所 产生的那个结果，那个生命赐给你我。
And with the great price that He has paid, He has given you the fruit, which is His life.
我们真的是要宝贵，非常的宝贵这个生命。
Truly, we need to treasure and cherish this life.
我们昨天讲过，
we shared this yesterday.
神这件事情，神是把这个生命呢，首先放在他儿子的里面。
God has first placed His life in His Son.
因为弟兄姊妹，放在他儿子的里面是最可靠的。
And because it is most secure place by placing it in His
heart.
And all those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ, we can receive this life. And God placed such emphasis upon His life.
他把这么尊贵荣耀的生命赐给你我这些完全不配，完全不堪的人。
He has given His honorable and a royal life into us who are undeserving and unworthy. So we truly need the Holy Spirit to shine in our hearts once
more.
Brother and sister, you need to know that as a sinner, we don't know how we look. Yet God has given us the most precious thing. And Paul says that Jesus Christ is the most precious one. And because He has brought this treasure to us. But sister, not only we must cherish this life, we need to follow this life. And today we know that our Lord is not satisfied for us just to receive His life. He wants this life to become abundant within us. And in John 10:10 tells us,
他说, 我来了, 是要叫人得生命, 并且得的 更丰盛。
I have come to give you life and give you more abundantly.
所以，弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒不仅得到这个生命，我们要追求这个生命能够达到丰盛。
So we need to not only receive this life, but we must pursue this life until this life becomes abundant within us.
我想在我们进入今天晚上这个交通之前，我们先一同来读一些的圣经。
Before we enter into the sharing tonight, let us read several scriptures.
我们看约翰福音第十七章。
John 17.
第三节和第四节。
We'll read verses 3 and 4.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
And this is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I glorify thee on the earth, having accomplished the work which thou hast given me to do.
约翰一书第一章第二节。
First John 1:2.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
And the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
我们再请看彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1。
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1。
第二十三节到二十五节。
Verses 23-25。
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。因为凡有血气的，尽都如草。它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls off.But the word of the Lord abides forever, and this is the word which was preached to you.
Mark 福音第四章。
Mark chapter 4.
Mark 福音第四章。
Mark 4.
第三节到第九节。
Verses
3-9. 这是主耶稣在海边教训人数所说的。
This is what Jesus had taught the people by the sea.
圣经说那个时候有许多的人到他那里。
The Bible said that time many people went to him.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你们听啊，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，被鸟来吃尽；有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，发苗最快。日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了；有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了，就不结实；又有落在好土里的。就发生长大，结实有三十倍的，有六十倍的，有一百倍的。又说，有耳可听的，就应当听。
Listen to this. Behold, a sower went out to sow, and it came about that as he was sowing, some seed fell beside a road, and the birds came and ate it up. And other seed fell upon the rocky ground, where it did not have much soil.And immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of soil. And after the sun had risen, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. And other seed fell among the thorns. And the thorn came up and choked it. And it yielded no crop. And other seeds fell into the good soil. And as they grew up and increased, they yield a crop and produced 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he was saying, He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
我们把第十节读一下。无人的时候，跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒问他这比喻的意思。
Verse 10. And as soon as he was alone, his followers along with the 12 began asking him about the parables.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
到二十节。
13-20.
又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？
撒种之人所撒的就是这道，那撒在路旁的就是人听了道，撒在立刻来把撒在他心里的道夺了去，那撒在石头地上的就是人听了道立刻欢喜领受，但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的，即使为道遭了患难或是受了逼迫就立刻跌倒了。还有呢，撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲进来把道挤住了，就不能结实。那撒在好地上的就是人听道又领受，并且结实，有30倍的，有60倍的，有100倍。
And he said to them, Do you not understand this parable? And how will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones who are beside the road, and the word is sown. And when they hear, immediately Satan comes and take away the word which has been sown in them. And in a similar way, these are the ones on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, who when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy. And they have no firm root in themselves, but are only temporary. Then, when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately they fell away. And others are the ones of whom the seed was sown among the thorns. These are the ones who have heard the word, and the worries of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires of other things enters in and choke the word, and it became unfruitful. And those are the ones of whom seed was sown on the good soil, and they hear the word and accept it, and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold.
第26节到29节。
Verse 26 to 29.
又说神的国如同人把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何这样。地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗，后长穗，然后穗上结成饱满的籽粒，谷既熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。
And he was saying, The kingdom of God is like a man who casts seeds upon the soil, and goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts up and grows, how he himself does not know. The soil produced crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head.But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come.
我们再请弟兄姊妹看诗篇第六十五篇。
We will turn to Psalm 65.
诗篇第六十五篇。
Psalm 65.
我们从第九节读到十三节。
We will read from verse 9 to 13.
你眷顾地，降下透雨，使地大得肥美，神的河满了水。你这样浇灌了地，好为人预备五谷。你浇透地的犁沟，润平犁基，降甘霖，使地软和，其中发长的蒙你赐福。你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都滴下之油，滴在旷野的草场上。小山以欢乐束腰，草场以羊群为衣，谷中也长满了五谷，这一切都欢呼歌唱。
Thou dost visit the earth and cause it to overflow. Thou dost greatly enrich it. The streams of God is full of water. Thou dost prepare their grain, for thus thou dost prepare the earth. Thou dost water its furrows abundantly. Thou dost settle its ridges. Thou dost soften it with showers. Thou dost bless its growth. Thou hast crowned the year with thy bounty, and thy path drips with fatness.The pasture of the wilderness drip, and the hills gird themselves with rejoicing. The meadows are clothed with flocks, and the valleys are covered with grain. They shout for joy, yes, they sing.
彼得告诉我们，我们蒙了重生，乃是由一个不能坏的种子。
Peter tells us that the reason we are saved again is because we receive the imperishable seed.
这就告诉我们，当我们重生得救的时候，主把他的生命像种子一样种在我们的里面。
After we receive this new life, God has given us the seed as a life in us.
当然，这个种子呢是包含了主耶稣基督所有一切
And this seed includes all the characters and the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, the Bible is full of parables to illustrate to us how this grain of wheat must fall into the ground and how it will flourish.
这个种子呢, 它必须发芽, 必须生长, 必须结实, 到最后呢, 整个籽粒饱满。
This grain must sprout up and grow until it has a mature head.
这就告诉我们说呢, 这个种子, 这个主的生命在我们里面, 它必须要能够开展到一种丰满的状态。
This tells us that God's life within us must grow into a certain stage. We often hear brothers and sisters pray that, Lord, increase your life to me. It is not that God will give you any other life besides the one He has already given you. Accurately speaking, is to ask God to cause life in you to grow. And if this life, this seed must grow in you, the soil is an important matter.
所以因此呢, 我们的主耶稣基督啊, 在论到天国的比喻的时候,
and that's why when Jesus Christ, when He talks about the parables of heaven,
他用这个撒种的比喻啊, 作为天国比喻的第一比喻,
and He used this parable of the sower as the first parable.
因此他这里就告诉我们, 天国的开展呢, 弟兄姊妹们, 不是一种外面的开展。
And He tells us the beginning of heaven is not something outwardly. Here it tells us the beginning of heaven has something to do with our life.
今天呢,
we often thought that the growth of heaven means that we need to have increase the multitude of people among us. But Jesus tells us about the parable of heaven, and this is a mystery. This mystery tells us how this heaven grows. Only when life begins to grow, we can enter into the reality of the kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹,
and this life not only matters about you and my spiritual experience,
也关乎到主的国度的问题,
it also matters of His kingdom. It is according to His will.
所以因此呢, 主说呢,
and so Jesus said, you must allow the seed to completely grow within you.
也许啊, 在古时候以色列百姓呢, 因为他们是以农立国的,
and maybe it's because the Israelites used to be an agrarian culture.
所以圣经里面记载着很多呢, 关于这个, 农业方面的事情。
And so the Bible records much about farming and things like that.
所以有一次一个弟兄这样说,
and once the brothers put it this way,
他说啊, 在这个, 主耶稣讲这个天国比喻的时候,
when Jesus was talking about this parable of heaven,
他说很多人来听啊,
he said many people came to hear.
因为那个时候呢, 他们把主耶稣当作是先知,
because at that time they treated Jesus as a prophet.
哇, 他们说现在呢, 这个大先知耶稣啊, 要讲道了,
and he said, now this great prophet Jesus is about to speak. So we will all go to hear him. And there were so many people around him that he cannot even find a piece of ground to stand. He must stand in a boat. And then we see that Jesus' preaching was very short. When Jesus had a special conference, He is not like us. Our brother often assigned me with the longest period of time, but Jesus only needs a very short time.
所以讲完了之后呢, 这些人呢, 圣经记载说他们就散了, 大家好像很失望。
And so after Jesus has spoken, these people were quite disappointed and they just all left. And maybe some people went
家人问说，哎，今天耶稣讲道讲了什么道啊？
And his family member asked him, what did Jesus have spoken today?
哎呀，他说他没什么。He
says nothing much.
他只是教我们怎么种田。
He only taught us how to sow the seeds.
他说这个我们老早就知道。
We know all these things already.
他一个木匠，他怎么教我们这个种田呢？
He's a carpenter. Why is he teaching us how to farm?
弟兄姊妹，主常常用生活中啊。 这个很简单的事情呢，说明很深奥的东西。
But Jesus often used a simple thing of life to explain the mystery.
我们就知道在这里不是关乎种田的事。
We know here he is not concerned about farming.
主明着告诉我们说，这个比喻那是天国的比喻。
Because he told us clearly that this is the parable of the heavenly kingdom.
那后来呢，我们晓得门徒们聚到主的跟前。
Later on, when the disciples gathered before the Lord,
他们就问主说：“主啊，你这个比喻到底是什么意思？”
And they asked the Lord, "What does it mean?"
主说：“这个你们也不懂吗？”
Jesus said, "You don't even understand this parable."
如果这个比喻你也不懂，其他的比喻你都不会懂。
If you don't understand this parable, you will not understand other parables.
弟兄姊妹们，请我们记得，这个比喻其实就是一个生命的比喻。
But and sister, we must remember that this parable is a parable of life.
今天对我们是同样的。
And to us, it's the same.
如果你不能明白这个生命的比喻，弟兄姊妹，其他的比喻你都没办法明白。
If you do not understand this parable of life today, then you will not understand other parables.
所以因此呢，主就在这里呢，跟他们讲到这个比喻的真实的意义。
And so here Jesus explained to them the true meaning of this parable.
主就说呢，今天呢，一粒的麦子如果要长得好的话呢，它必须要什么？要有好土，这个土壤很重要。
And so Jesus said, today if you want a grain of wheat to grow well, then it must have good soil.
主就告诉我们，他的生命进到我们这些人的里面，弟兄姊妹，我们这些人所具备有些的条件也是非常重要。
And when his life entered into us as a man, we also need to have quality that's important. We know here are four types of soil.
第一种呢,
the first type is the one that is cast on the road.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个路旁的，我们晓得那个通常的，你如果这个田埂子里面走过路就晓得，那个路旁的路是最结实的，最硬的路。Francis,
if you have walked through any kind of a rice field, you would know that those little narrow dirt roads are packed hard.
所以你想想看，一个种子如果落在那个旁边硬的土地上的时候呢，它能生长吗？
And so when the seed fell on such kind of roads, can it grow?
所以生命的到来，他完全不能明白。
And when he hears the words of life, he cannot understand.
所以仇敌很容易的就把这个道就夺走。
And very easily our enemy can snatch away the word.
所以在这里第一件事情提醒我们，弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面这块土地是硬的话呢，这个生命是没办法生长。
Brother sister, if the soil within us is hard, then this life cannot grow.
所以我们这个土，弟兄姊妹们。
This soil must be softened.
刚硬的人，主的生命在他里面是没有办法生长。God's
life cannot grow in a hard man.
我们的确看见教会中有很多蒙恩得救的人。We
truly see that God has saved many people in the church.
经过了一段时间之后呢，我们看见个人生长的情况都不大一样。After
a period of time, you see everyone has different types of growth.
弟兄姊妹，有的人这个种子在里面生长的很快。
Some people, the seed can grow very fast.
哎，我们那里有几位年长的老姊妹啊。
We have several elderly sisters in our meeting.
我真是为他们感谢主。
I always thank the Lord for them.
他们蒙恩得救之后啊。
As soon as they are saved.
他们那个追得非常的紧。
And they follow the Lord very closely.
任何一个聚会他都不放弃。
They will never miss out on any meeting.
啊，反而有些年轻人很有学识的，很骄傲的。
And yet on the other hand, for some young people who are full of knowledge and educational background,
每一次读经聚会，他都要发很多古怪问题。
Every Bible study, they will raise up many strange questions.
啊，每次他一发这些问题，我里面就很叹息。
Every time when they ask such questions, I began to sigh my heart.
弟兄姊妹，不是我怕麻烦的。
It is not that I don't want to deal with these questions. But I just thought it's pitiful.
主的话这么难以进到你的里面。It
is so difficult for God's word to enter into your heart.
所以有人聚了半聚了好几年了，这个生命呢，跟原来差不多。
So some people attended meetings for many years, yet the life in them still the same.
好像这个道子。 这个麦子丢到路旁去了。
It seems that the seed has fallen on the wayside.
生命是刚硬的。
His life is hard.
他永远不把没办法明白这个生命的道。
He will never understand the way of life.
第二种的呢？
The second type
是这个土浅石头地上。
Are these rocky places with shallow ground soil?
就是它因为太浅了，没有根啊，那个土没有根。
The Bible tells us because so shallow, it cannot take root.
所以太阳一出来，马上就，就枯掉。
When the scorching sun rose up, it immediately withers away.
我想弟兄姊妹们，这都是非常真实的一种描述啊。
But sister, these are real depictions.
我们的确看见有些基督徒刚刚容易一蒙得救这个生命，哇，刚开始多新鲜呢。
We also have seen Christians when they are saved, they are full of freshness.
过了一下，工作不太顺利，家庭有难处，哦，马上就枯萎。
After a while, because of problems in family or with jobs, all of a sudden they wither away.
或者受到一点点逼迫，马上就倒下去。
Or just because of some small persecutions, they have fallen away.
哇，太浅了。
The soil is too shallow.
啊，那么还有一种呢？
There's another type.
就是撒到荆棘里面去。
Are the seed that fell into the thorns?
这个好像不关乎土壤，是外面的这许多的干扰啊。
This is not a problem with the soil, but it's because of all the outward distractions.
圣经说这就是思虑钱财。
And these people worries about money.
啊，这个环境很乱。
And their environment is very chaotic.
结果呢，就把这个道怎么样挤住了。
And all these things choke up the word.
让这个生命呢无从生长起。
This life cannot grow.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是今天我们在主面前属灵生活的一种真实的光景呢？
Friends, sisters, are these the depictions about spiritual life before the Lord?
我们有地上的这种思虑烦扰吗？
We have all these earthly worries.
今天你坐在主的跟前，你里面真正的完全安息吗？
Today you're sitting before before the Lord, are you totally at peace with the Lord?
还是人坐在这里，这个脑子里面还在想着很多思虑烦扰的东西呢？
Are you totally at rest, or you still think about many things that troubles your mind?
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有被钱财迷惑住呢？
But sister, have you been deceived by money?
如果这些东西在我们的生命中间成了一种的干扰，
If these things become a distraction in our life,
弟兄姊妹，这个生命呢，在我们里面就没有办法能够有好的成长。
And then this life cannot grow properly within us.
那么第四种就是好土。
The fourth one is the good soil.
哎，这个好土啊，也有不同等级的。
And even in this good soils, there are different grades.
哎，如果今天去 Home Depot 的话，你去买那个土啊，各种等级不一样啊。
Today, if you go to Home Depot to buy some soil, there are different grades of soil.
这个有一次我跟一个姊妹两个去，因为我们那个会所门口那些花圃需要点这个 topsoil， 我们去买土。
And once because our the flower beds in front of the church need some topsoil, I went to Home Depot with a sister.
她说你看这个好便宜啊。
She said, look, this is very cheap.
这个才几毛钱。
It's only maybe
few cents,
50 cents or so.
那边那个呢，要是十几块钱一包啊。
But those over there are more than $10.
哇，看这个土啊，也有不同的。
So you see there are different grades of soil.
所以这个不同的土，你种下去的时候呢，它生长出来的这个后面的结果也不一样啊。
And with a different type of soil, you will get a different result.
所以有30倍的，有60倍，有100倍。
And that's why you see here, one produces 30.Fold or 60 or 100 fold.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天主把这个生命的种子种到我们里面来了。
Today God has sown the seed of life in us.
你这个人是什么土啊
？What kind of soil do you have？
啊，有一次我讲完这篇道啊。
Once I have after I share these words，
哎，有个弟兄跑来跟我讲，孙弟兄，我要做好土了。
Brother came up to me and says， Brother son， from now on I'm going to be a good soil。
哎呀，我说感谢主。
I say thank the Lord.
所以以后我每次碰见他，你还是好土吗
？So from then on, every time I meet him, I say, are you still a good soil?
好土，好土。
He says good soil, good soil.
其实我看他是被私利烦扰，被钱财迷惑住了。
And yet I feel that he has already been deceived by money and riches.
嘴巴讲好土啊。
In his mouth, he claims he is a good soil.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天主 要改变我们这个人。
Today God wants to change us.
好叫我们能适合于这个生命的整个的生长。
So that we will be the proper soil for the growth of this life.
你看保罗也曾经用过这样的比喻啊。
You know, Paul even used the same similar example.
在哥林多前书第三章里面他就这样说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 he says,
他把教会呢比喻作田地。
He has compared the church as field.
是神所耕种的田地。
It is a field that God cultivates.
他说呢，我栽种了这个亚波罗浇灌，是神叫他生长。
He says, I planted, Apollos watered, and God caused it to grow.
所以因此弟兄姊妹，这告诉我们，教会的侍奉，真正的服事，弟兄姊妹们也是在怎么样，也是在注意这个整个生命的发展。
So the true service in the church is also one that pays attention to the growth of life.
保罗不断地把生命的种子撒在人里面。
Paul continues to sow the seed of life.
这个亚波罗就不断地浇灌。
And Apollos continues to water.
弟兄姊妹们，神就是他们生长。
Friends, sister, God causes them to grow.
教会是神的田地。
The church is the field of God.
是一个充满生命的地方。
It is a place full of life.
满了生命果实的地方。
It is a place full of the fruit of life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Dear friends,
今天我们要使教会呢，也能成为一块好的田地。
We also need to cause the church to become a good soil.
弟兄姊妹，才能够叫神的生命在这里能够得到丰盛的一个发展。
And then the life of God can be grown here fully.
在诗篇六十五篇
，In Psalm 65,
刚才我们所读的这一段圣经
，In the scripture which we have read,
给我们看见一幅美丽的图画
，It shows us a beautiful picture.
弟兄姊妹们，我想这个作诗的人呢
，I think that this psalmist,
就是大卫
，which is David,
真是会描写
，He truly knows how to describe.
这真是诗中有画。
And in his words, you can see a beautiful picture.
你把这些诗读一读，好像眼前就展示出一幅非常美丽的图画。
After you read this psalm several times, a beautiful picture displayed before your eyes.
一幅田园的图画。
It is a picture of the countryside.
当然，我们知道保罗不是光是为了描述这个田园的。
Of course, we know that David is not just to describe the scenery.
因为这些画的背后有深厚的属灵意义在里面。
Because behind these words, it contains deep spiritual meaning.
他说你眷顾地。
He says, thou visit the earth.
降下透雨。
And cause it to overflow.
结果就使地怎么大得肥美。
And thou dost greatly enrich it.
神的河满了水。
The streams of God is full of water.
他说你这样浇灌了地。
And after you have prepared this way,
我为人预备五谷。
You prepare grain for men.
所以我们知道一块地啊，弟兄姊妹们，他要处理的时候，第一件事情，他需要什么？丰沛的雨量啊，雨水。
We know that before you begin to prepare a field, we need lots of water to water.
我们自己要祷告，求主在这些年间出来眷顾他自己的田地。
We need to pray that the Lord will come out in these years to care for His field.
我们说主啊，求你降下透雨。
We say, Lord, send down your rain.
因为我们实在是太过分刚硬。
Because we are so hardened.
我这些年在侍奉上面，常常里面有这样的感觉啊。
In my years of service before the Lord, I often felt this way.
你想一看这块田地，如果是缺少雨水，你硬得用犁头去耕呢，多辛苦的事情。
If this field is lack of water, then how difficult it is when we have to cultivate it.
如果神的灵把神的那个雨水丰盛的浇灌下来。
Yeah, if God has sent down the fullness of His rain,
每一块土啊，弟兄姊妹都变成软的。
Then every piece of soil becomes softened.
你在上面再用犁来耕的时候就比较容易。
Then when you tilt the land, it's much easier.
所以我记得早年弟兄姊妹们，有的时候我们经历圣灵这个丰沛的雨量在教会里面的时候。
Friends, sisters, sometimes we experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit that shower upon us.
弟兄姊妹跟随主啊，那么容易啊。
And then it was much easier for us to follow the Lord.
我们自然里面对主有很深的爱慕，读主的话也不困难。
Naturally, we have this deep love for our Lord and desire to read His word.
真的，当圣灵的这个膏油啊，丰富在里面的时候啊。
When you have the anointing of the Holy Spirit in your heart.
弟兄姊妹，我就读圣经的时候，读到那个家谱啊，读得津津有味。
Even when we read a acknowledges in the Bible, it is full of sweetness. If you lack the anointing of the Holy Spirit, every scripture is difficult to read. It is same in our service. It is same with the growth of the church.
弟兄姊妹，因为什么？因为我们这个土的光景不够好。
But sister, it is because our soil in our heart is not good enough.
我们是野地。
We are a wild field.
我们没有得救之前，我们都是野地。
Before we are saved, we are all wild fields.
我们只会长荆棘。
We are only capable of producing thorns.
但是感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主来了，降下透雨。
When Jesus came, He sent down the rain.
哦，这实在是我们。 弟兄姊妹们心中的一个很大的渴望，对不对？
And this is the greatest desire in our hearts.
他说：“你浇透了地的犁沟。”
He says, "Thou has watered its furrows abundantly."
润平犁基。
And settle its ridges.
啊，如果你看过耕田就晓得，那个耕田呢，那个牛把那个土地这么耕过去，整个翻起来了。
If you have seen a farmer at work, you see that when the cow pulls the I forgot what that thing is called, but the A plow, yes. When the cow plows the land, it has opened up the field behind him. And when the water comes in,
哇，那个水呢，把那个犁过的那个翻过的土都把它润平了。
And it will fill all its ridges.
他说，降甘霖使地软和。
And thou hast softened it with shower.
其中发长的蒙你赐福。
Thou dost bless its growth.
因此，这两句话，我想今天我们很容易明白的。But
sister, it's easy for us to understand these words.
这是圣灵和十字架的工作。This
is the work of the Holy Spirit and the cross.
我们需要主的灵把这个充沛的雨水带来。We
need the Holy Spirit to bring us the fullness of His showers.
所以我们要祷告。So
we need to pray.
求主降甘霖。Pray
and ask the Lord to send down His rain.
弟兄姊妹们。
Francis,
我们需要真正圣灵的工作。
We need a true work of the Holy Spirit.
今天呢，我们发现有很多的时候在这件事上，因为我们里面有共同的干渴。
And today we discover because we have the thirst in our hearts.
结果呢，很多时候很多气氛有的是制造出来的，这个不行。
Many times we artificially created some kind of atmosphere.
That is not right. 圣灵工作在里面。
When we have the true work of the Holy Spirit,
它是非常持续的。
It will continue.
它不是一阵兴奋就过去。
It will not just give you a moment of excitement and pass away.
凡是那种一阵兴奋就过去的弟兄姊妹们，那个很可能是一种的假冒的情况。
Anything that is temporal, that probably is false.
那个能够持续下去的。
Only the something that can continue.
哇，弟兄姊妹们，这个才是真正的宝贝。
That is the true treasure.
我记得。 这个巴克逊弟兄啊，曾经做过见证。I
remember, but Boxing has given this testimony.
他说他得救的同一天。He
said the first day he was saved.
哇，他就一口气读圣经读了13个钟头啊。He
continued to read the scripture for 13 hours.
弟兄姊妹们，你看见那个蒙恩得救的那一天，圣灵就降下充沛的雨量在这块土地上面。You
see, the day he was saved, the Holy Spirit has sent down. The fullness of shower upon this field. And he has such deep love for our Lord Jesus.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们真是要求主的灵从天上降下来。
We need to pray that the Holy Spirit will come down to us.
叫旷野变成肥田。
So the wilderness will become the fertile field.
肥田能看成树林。
And the fertile fields will become forests.
所以今天我们需要主的灵首先来软化我们。
Today we first need the Holy Spirit to come and to soften us.
我们接受十字架在我们身上的这个工作。
We also accept the work of the cross in our lives.
诗篇有这样的话，人在我们的背上服立。
And the psalm even has such a verse that says, "Men will tilt on our back."
为什么？ 做世人经历说人在我背上服离呢？
Why does it say that man will plow on our back?
因为什么？因为我们的背向着神。
It's because we have turned our back to the Lord.
所以神呢就在我们的背上做工。So
God must work on our back.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们需要神借着十字架做更深挖透的工作。
God to use his cross to do the deeper work in our lives. We know that unless God works, then no one can do anything spiritually. Psalm 65 shows us a beautiful picture.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
到了一个时候你看见, 他说呢, 这个小山以欢乐束腰, 这个草场以羊群为衣, 哎呀,
and then we see to the point that the meadows are clothed with flocks and the valleys are covered with grain. And these words are indeed beautiful. And this hill is full of life and it's beautiful. If you go to a certain place and everything is just barren, then what is there to see? Not too long ago, I went to Mexico.
哎呀,
we traveled so far to go to Mexico.
就看这个光秃秃的山,
and we see all these barren mountains.
就像我们中国人讲的,
and it's a very poor quality.
真是觉得不值得, 跑这么远来干这个,
and I really felt it is such a waste of time.
我们自己住的地方, 树木又高大又清脆, 跑来干这个,
where I live, these trees are a towering height. Why do I need to come here to see this?
Francis,
when you travel some places and you see that the vegetation is so green and so full, you felt that even the whole mountain is smiling at you. David is truly a psalmist. He said the meadows are clothed with flocks. The hills gird themselves with gladness. And the meadows are clothed with flocks. It tells us it's full of grass and it's full of sheep. And there are so many sheep upon that hill that it seems like the hill is wearing a woolly sweater. Today, if you go to New Zealand, maybe you can still see something like that. Someone told us that in New Zealand, there are more sheep than men. Average three sheep per person.
这说明生命丰盛的光景, 对不对?
And this is a depiction of the fullness of life.
哎呀,
and the valleys are covered with grains.
他们眼光说,
and through David's eye, he says, everything shout for joy.
啊,
sometimes our heart is full of sorrow. Because sometimes we have to force the joy in our hearts.
其实没什么欢乐,
sometimes we try to rejoice in the meeting and yet there's nothing to be happy about because our life is not abundant.
要是生命丰盛的话呢,
and if there is fullness of life, you don't need to try very hard and everyone is full of joy. Because this is a natural manifestation of life.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
Dear
brothers and sisters,
Psalm 65 has shown us a beautiful picture. This picture is called Abundant Life. May the Lord place this picture in your heart. So that we all have this desire and we will pray before the Lord. Lord, in these years, revive thy works. So the church may enter into such condition. My sister, this is what God desires. And today this seed is planted in us. Can it grow to its fullness? That is very important. We need to ask the Lord to work in us through His Holy Spirit and through His cross. So that our inner life can enter into abundance.
我们的生命不够丰盛。
If today our life is not full,
弟兄姊妹，我们对主的救恩有亏欠。
Then we feel short of God's glory.
因为我们没有达到主救恩那个真实的目的。
Because we have not entered into the sole purpose of His salvation.
当然，弟兄姊妹，今天我们从诗篇六十五篇呢，可以略略给我们看见一点这个生命丰盛的景象。
And from Psalm 65, we can get a glimpse of the fullness of this life.
但是对于大多数神的儿女来讲，
But for the majority of the children of God,
到底什么是丰盛的生命？
What is the fullness of life?
这个是我们常常祷告的，对不对？
This is something we pray about.
啊，有的聚会也用这个做题目的。
And many times we use these as a topic for our conference.
那么到底什么是丰盛的生命呢？
But what is this abundant life?
当然，简单的来说，这个丰盛的生命就是主的生命。
Simply speaking, this life is This abundant life is God's life.
但是我们觉得这样的说法的话，还似乎太笼统了一点。
But we felt that if we put it that way, it is too general.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在约翰跟随主耶稣基督的三年半的时间里面，
In the 3.5 years that John has followed the Lord Jesus,
他曾经亲眼看见这个生命从主的身上彰显出来过。
He has witnessed, with his own eyes.The release of God's life.
所以他在约翰一书就告诉我，这个生命是他亲眼看过的。
And so in 1 John he tells us that he has seen this life.
所以现在呢，他要把这个生命也传递给我们。
And now he will preach to us this life.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
约翰写约翰福音。
When John wrote the gospel according to John,
他有很大的目的。
And he has a tremendous purpose.
就是要把主这个丰盛的生命呢。能够把它传递出来。
That is to preach to us, the bountiful life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在约翰福音十七章，刚才我们读的话里告诉我们。
In John 17, we just read.
主自己说，他来了，他已经把父的事情完全成全。
That Jesus said himself that he has came and accomplished all that the Father has asked him to do.
因为过了不多久，我们的主就上十字架了。
Because soon after he has to face the cross.
在他上十字架之前呢
？And before he went up to the cross.
心里面很清楚。
His heart was clear.
他过去这三年半的时间
，In this past 3.5 years of time.
或者33年半的时间
，Or in this 33 years and a half.
那么他已经把父所托付他的，要把这个生命彰显出来，就完全显出来。
He has fully manifested what God this life which God wanted him to reveal.
并且他也得着了一般的门徒做了亲眼的见证人。
He has also gained his disciples as witnesses of this life.
所以当主升天以后
，After Jesus ascended into heaven，
那么约翰靠着圣灵给他的记忆，重新回头把主的故事写下来。
And by the memory that the Holy Spirit had enabled John, he was able to write down.All these recordings.
我觉得在约翰福音里面呢，这八个神迹是非常重要的。
I felt that the 8 signs in the Gospel according to John is very important.
我们都知道这里所说的神迹，它原文就是记号。
We know that these signs are also called marks.
那这个字呢，也翻作兆头。
These are signs. These miracles are also called signs.
那我们知道，本来呢，约翰福音呢，大部分读经人都觉得到20章就应该停止。
And most people felt that John, Gospel according to John should end at chapter 20.
但是后来为什么加上了21章呢
？But why he added the chapter 21?
我想这里面有圣灵的意思。
I'm sure the Holy Spirit has his purpose.
因为这前面呢只记载了7个神迹。
And because from chapter 1 to 20, they only recorded 8 signs.
啊，约翰以为写到这里可以了。
John thought that when he writes to this point, it is enough.
但是好像圣灵在里面给他的感动是不行，还有一个。
But the Holy Spirit says no, there's one more.
因为在圣经中七是完全的数字啊。
In the Bible, 7 is a perfect number.
嗯，七已经完全了。
7 is already perfect.
那么加上一变成八，八是什么？八就是照讲丰满。
And what does it mean when you have 8? That talks about abundance.
所以这八个神迹啊，也可以说是。丰盛生命的八个记号。
And this 8 signs tells us the 8 signs, of the abundant life.
我实在感觉这八个神迹里面包含了很多的这个属灵的意义在里面。
I truly felt that within these 8 signs, it contains many spiritual meanings. And throughout the church history, many people explain about the eight signs. Some explain through the background. Some explain through spiritual meaning. And it is there are many explanations.
我想今天晚上呢，我在这里啊，我们不要不是解经。
And today I am not doing expository on these eight signs.
我们呢是要从这八个神迹里面呢，来看丰盛生命的八种特性。
But we want to see the eight special characters of life through these eight signs.
那意思说，什么时候有这种现象出现的时候，弟兄姊妹，那就是丰盛生命的一个记号。
But sister, whenever you see the phenomenon of these eight signs, and then that is the mark of life.
所以我们希望主借着他的话在这里给我们一个指引。We
pray that the Lord will lead us through His words.
让我们呢里面能够朝着这个丰盛生命丰盛的路，那么往前追求。That
we can walk and pursue Him towards this life.
因为经过这些聚会之后，弟兄姊妹们，我们实在每一个人都能成为好土啊。
After these meetings, each one of us can become a good soil.
但未来的年日中间，但愿这些丰盛生命的记号多多的能够发现在弟兄姊妹当中。And
we truly pray that after many years, these signs of abundant life will be discovered in all brand sisters.
第一个神迹,
the first sign,
记载约翰福音二章第一节到十一节。
Is recorded in chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. I'm sure this is a story that we all know. That is, Jesus came to Cana to attend a wedding. And in this wedding feast, something had happened.
主的这个丰盛生命的第一个特点，就是它具有永续性、永远延续的性质。And
the first thing we learn from this first sign is the everlasting of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道在那个婚宴里面发生一件事情。We
know something happened in this wedding.
这里告诉我们说，它酒用尽了。Here
it says the wine is used up.
啊，就是我们现在呢。 本来这个婚宴呢，我们知道犹太人的婚宴是七天的。
We know that the Jewish will celebrate wedding feast for 7 days.
忽然之间呢，酒没有了。All
of a sudden they ran out of wine.
这里有个危机出现。Here
there's a crisis.
这里很快这个欢乐就变成痛苦了。And
soon this rejoicing will become suffering.
甚至马上可能就产生悲剧。And
probably tragedy will follow.
啊，我曾经看见有一个姐姐，她居然这样说。
And I once read someone who explained the passage this way.
他说，就是因为主耶稣去的时候带的门徒太多了。It's
because Jesus had brought too many disciples with him to this wedding.
所以把那酒喝光了。And
they had drunk up all the wine that was there.
如果我们从第一章开始看，大概主耶稣可能带了五个门徒去啊。Because
from chapter 1, we can assume that Jesus probably had brought 5 disciples with him.
我不大相信啊。
I don't agree with that explanation.
但是无论怎么样，酒用尽，酒没有了。But
no matter what, they ran out of wine.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这句话实在是一句非常可怕的一句话。And
this is something very horrible.
啊，这说明什么呢，弟兄姊妹们？What
does that tell us?
啊，我们这个。 那里婚宴里面的酒是代表我们天然的人性，天然的生命。And
the wine there represents the natural man.
我们天然的生命呢，总有一天到有一些的情况里面会感觉好像是酒用尽。And
in our natural man, one of these days we will come to a condition that we felt that we have used up all the wine.
你看结婚是多么快乐的一件事情。A
wedding feast is such joyous occasion.
但是呢，啊。 这个酒用尽。But
the wine gave out.
我们看见今天人家庭的生活也是一样。We
look at men's life today is the same.
啊，有的人过几年酒就用尽了。Some
people after a few years the wine gave out.
今天这个世界离婚的事情多少啊。Today
there's so many divorces in this world.
多么可怕的事情。It's
so horrible.
就是酒用尽。It's
because the wine gave out.
比如说人际之间的关系也是。
Sometimes it even speaks of the relationship between men. In the beginning, we are good friends, but after a while, the wine
gave out.
Whenever the wine gave out, a crisis follows. And pain and suffering
proceed.
And tragedy also enters. And we know in chapter 3 and 4, it talks about a person. The first man is Nicodemus. And the second is the woman of Samaria. And these two are two different types of this natural man. Nicodemus represents someone who is pretty good.
但是呢, 弟兄姊妹们, 虽然他延续的久一点, 到一个光景之后,
even though he can try to be a good man, but one day this wine will also give out. Probably within him he is full of bitterness. Outwardly he still kept a good outlook. People envy him. But his heart is bitter. He knows that in his life the wine gave out. That's why he came to look for Jesus. He came at night. Because he's ashamed to come in the daytime.
因为像他这样子, 人家都觉得很体面的人, 都很好的人, 怎么你还会有需要?
A man with his high status, why would he have a need to see Jesus?
弟兄姊妹们, 这里告诉我们, 不管你今天在地上, 你天然的生命有多好,
and this tells us, no matter how good, what a good man you are in your natural life,
有一天会久用尽,
one day the wine will also run out.
那么那个撒玛利亚的妇人呢?
And what about the woman of Samaria?
哎呀,她更不行了。
And she's even worse condition.
她这个嫁一个丈夫,没有多久就用尽了。
She married one husband, soon after the wine gave out.
换一个。
She changed for another one.
换第二个,没有多久就用尽了。
And soon the wine gave out again.
再来一个,第三个,
she changed the third one.
第四个,第五个,
she changed the fourth and the fifth one.
五个丈夫都过去了, 还是不行。
She changed five husbands, still not right.
过着一个很羞耻的生活。
And she led a shameful life.
人家白天大热天, 没有人出来打水, 她跑来打水。
In the heat of day, no one comes to draw water, but she came.
所以主耶稣遇见她的时候啊,
so when Jesus met her,
主说你去把你的丈夫找来,
Jesus said, call your husband.
她说我没有丈夫。
She said, I have none.
你说的没错,
Jesus said, yes, you've spoken correctly, because you already have five. The one you live with is not your husband.
那意思说,
and it means that this one is probably not going to be your husband soon.
还剩一点点,
you still have just a little bit of wine left.
用此感谢主,
praise the Lord.
当主进到他们的生命中的时候,
when Jesus entered into their lives,
就好像主耶稣来到这个迦拿的婚宴里面一样,
it's just like Jesus had came into this wedding feast at Cana.
主的酒跟人的酒不一样,
and the wine of Lord Jesus is different than men's wine.
这说明主的生命跟人的生命不一样,
it tells us that his life is different than men's life.
主的生命是一个持续不断的生命,
his life is everlasting.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们跟从主, 如果你一直活在这个生命的里面,
but sister, if you follow the Lord and continue to live in this life, then you will have joy everlasting. Why is it sometimes we rejoice and sometimes we do not rejoice? Why is it that our life stops and go and stop and go? It is because you do not live in this life. You return to your old life. And whenever you return to your old life, immediately you discover that the wine gave out. And immediately you lost your joy.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
感谢主, 那天主在那个婚宴当中,
praise the Lord because Jesus was at the wedding that day.
很可能呢, 这一家人呢, 他们跟主耶稣的母亲啊, 不是朋友话, 恐怕也是亲戚。
It is possible that these people, if they're not relatives to Jesus' mother, they're probably her friends.
所以你会看主耶稣的母亲在这个婚宴里面管事情的。
Because she was taking charge. this wedding.
他就跑去跟主耶稣讲说他们酒没有了。
She went to Jesus as they ran out of wine.
他如果不是很亲近的人，他不会去管这个事，对吧？
If she's not someone close to the family, she probably won't worry about this matter.
并且他会去吩咐这些佣人啊。
She also give orders to the servants.
他叫这些佣人听主的话。
She asked the servants to listen to Jesus.
所以这些佣人呢，主就叫他们到那个六口石缸那里去啊。
And so Jesus asked them to fill the water, six stone water pots.
我们知道这六口石缸呢，原来是犹太人呢，他们遵照旧约律法的规矩啊，那个洁净的规矩所设立的六口石缸。
We know that the six stone water pots are set there for the Jewish custom of purification.
这六口石缸，这六字是一个不完全的数字啊。
Six is an imperfect number.
因此它说明什么？说明了律法上面的短缺。
And it also tells us the imperfection in law.
所以耶稣基督来了之后呢，他就恩典把它补足了。
And Jesus came and made up with grace.
哇，那天主变的酒可是多了。
And that day she has turned so many wines.
有人用现在的这个算法算一算，大概都变了差不多180加仑的酒啊。
Some people calculate according to today's measure, probably he turned 180 gallons of wine.
够多少人喝啊？
And it's enough for so many people to drink.
一直是上等的好酒。
And it's the best wine.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这一个神迹告诉我，
This miracle tells us,
只有主的生命在我们的里面，它有那个延续的性质。
Only when the life of Jesus remains in us,will give us that everlasting joy.
我们要知道，这个比喻也这个故事也是告诉我们，主的工作呢，他不从人的生命上做任何修正的工作。
This story also tells us that God never do any repairing work in men's life.
他不是要改良我们的生命。
He is not trying to fix us.
他没有对那些佣人说，你们把酒壶拿来，我来变他，没有。
He didn't tell the servants to bring the wine vessels, and I will create some wine.
所以弟兄姊妹，这完全是另外一个起头的一个生命。
He started from another point.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我们知道这个生命，这个从水变成酒，它有一个改变。
We know that from water, changing water into wine, there is a change.
这说明神的恩典在我们身上所做的转变的工作。
It tells us the work that that work was done through His grace.
所以如果是出于主的丰盛的生命，
If something comes from the fullness of God's life,
它应当是一个延续性质。
It will continue on.
所以我们要很注意，在我们基督徒生活里面啊，到底主的生命在我们里面是不是一直延续下来。
We need to pay attention in our Christian life to see if His life in us continues.
所以如果今天我们有这个感觉，好像酒用尽的这种感觉的话呢，你要快快的回到主的生命里面。
If today, whenever you feel that your wine is about to give out, you need to quickly return into Lord Jesus.
第二个神迹呢？
The second sign.
在约翰福音第四章。
Is in John chapter 4.
我们知道同样是在加利利的迦拿发生的。
We know that this also happened in Galilee.
这里告诉我们说了，
Cana of Galilee.
大臣呢？他的儿子呢生病。
Here it tells us that there is a son of nobleman who was sick.
那么弟兄姊妹们，这个整个的这个神迹告诉我们什么呢？
And what does this miracle tell us?
什么是丰盛生命的一个记号呢？
What is the mark of that abundant life?
就这个丰盛的生命永远都是有活路的。
And this abundant life always have a way out.
我们晓得这个大臣呢是一个有办法的人。
We know that this royal official is someone full of methods.
但是到这个时候呢，我们看见他所有一切的办法都不能用。
But at this moment, he ran out of methods.
他面临他儿子这个快死的光景，他一无能力。
When he's faced with the death of his son, he cannot do anything.
但是感谢主，他知道怎样来找主耶稣。
But we praise the Lord because he knows how to find Lord Jesus.
所以这整个故事叫做什么呢？
And what does this story tell us?
就是大臣来找木匠。
It's a royal official coming to look for a carpenter.
那是主耶稣那个时候身份是木匠。
Because Jesus at that time was known as a carpenter.
哇，这个古代的这些官呢，那都是很有官架子的。
nobleman of old is full of power. He has to run about 20 miles to look for a carpenter.
弟兄姊妹们, 这不是普通的谦卑,
My sister, this is just any kind of humility. This is truly humbleness.
就感谢主,
he was willing to lower his own status to come and to seek for Jesus.
结果我们看见因他相信主的话,
and it's because he believed in Jesus' word.
结果呢,在他这个没有出路的时候,
And when he has no way out, he found the living way. I think that in our spiritual life, we often will experience that we have come to a dead end. But if you lived in the life of the Lord Jesus, you will always find a way out.
丰盛生命的第二个记号,
this is the second mark of the abundant life.
那第三个神迹,
and the third miracle
就在约翰福音5章1节到16节这里,
is in chapter 5, verse 1 to 6.
我们看见有一个瘫子在这里, 他已经躺在那里38年,
and there was a paralytic laying there for 38 years.
当然我们知道, 这样的生命是不健康的,
we know such life is not healthy.
他是一个瘫痪的人,
he is a paralyzed man.
哦, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们用天然的生命跟随主啊, 你会发现有的时候就像瘫痪的人一样。
But sister, if we follow the Lord Jesus with our natural life, then sometimes we will feel like we are paralyzed.
所以基督徒瘫痪, 这不是一个好现象。
It is not a good sign when Christians become paralyzed.
所以你看你读以西结书的时候,
when you read Ezekiel,
以西结曾经呢, 这个替以色列人和犹大人躺在那里。
Once Ezekiel was lying there for the people of Judah.
说明整个以色列国犹大国都瘫痪了。
And that symbolized the entire nation of Israel and Judah has become paralyzed.
这是一个多么可怜的光景。
And it's a pitiful condition.
圣经特别讲说这个瘫子躺在这个被褥上面躺了38年。
And the Bible especially tells us that this paralyzed man has been laying on the same bedding for 38 years.
弟兄姊妹,我们的床铺啊,恐怕是我们生活中啊,所喜爱的,很重要的一样东西,对不对?
Friend, sister, our bed is probably something very important to us.
真的,我们一散会想到回家可以睡觉,很开心。
And after a while, we will end our meeting, and you probably will be very happy because you can go back to your dorm and sleep.
很多人做了一天的工，辛劳的不得了，一回到家一看这床，哎呀，高兴的不得了。
Sometimes people work very hard all day long. When they return home, see their bed, they are full of joy.
因为这个床是我们所喜爱的东西。
Because this bed is something that we love.
但是在这里有一个人被他所喜爱的事物捆绑住了。
But here is a man who has been bondaged by something he loves.
结果叫他整个生命瘫痪,
and it caused him to become paralyzed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天呢, 我们人性有软弱,
today we have weakness in our life.
我们有的时候会被我们所爱的事物所捆绑,
sometimes we will be set in bondage by the things that we love.
就叫我们属灵的生活完全瘫痪,
and it caused our spiritual life to be paralyzed.
我们看见, 弟兄姊妹中间很多弟兄姊妹被落到这样的光景中。
We observe this among the brothers and sisters.
今天我不晓得你心中所最喜爱的是什么。
Today I don't know what you love the most in your heart.
你要非常的小心。
But you need to be careful.
你所爱的事物,
because what you love,
可能有一天叫你成为瘫痪，在属灵世上瘫痪。
Maybe will cause you become paralyzed spiritually.
这就是这幅图画给我们看见。
This is what this picture has shown us.
弟兄姊妹，这个瘫子啊, 圣经的原文的意思就是软弱。
The paralytic means weakness.
所以我们看见有的弟兄姊妹开头一段时间跟随主, 好像蛮好的。
And we see some brothers and sisters when they were first saved, they followed the Lord very well.
过一阵子是聚会不太正常。
After a while, they don't come to meetings regularly.
我就问一个姊妹，我说弟兄最近怎么不来聚会呢？
I asked the wife, what happened to your husband? How come he doesn't come anymore?
哦，他说他喜欢踢足球啊。She
said, oh, because he likes to play soccer.
啊，所以他的今天晚上不来聚会，他跟人家踢足球去了。
He can't come tonight. has to go play soccer.
我就显然看见他那个属灵生命的光景呢，他是有软弱。
Then I began to see weakness in this man's spiritual life.
啊，有的人他的工作，弟兄姊妹们，成为他的捆绑。
For some people, their work, their job becomes their bondage.
有的人把他的家庭看得很大。
Some people place such emphasis on their life, family.
我记得我那个老二出生的时候。
I remember when my second son was born.
他小时候长得非常可爱。
Because he was very cute.
哎呀，我妈妈爱他爱得不得了。
My mother loved him dearly.
居然有天她抱着他说：“哎呀，这个变成我的世界。”
And one day she held him so tightly and says, "He has become my world."
弟兄姊妹，如果你的孩子、你的孙子变成你的世界，那就危险了。
But sister, if your children or your grandchildren becomes your world, then you're in danger.
你被那种暗数捆绑的时候呢，可能就叫你的生命瘫痪。
When you have been set in bondage by the things that you love, it will cause you become paralyzed spiritually. But we thank the Lord. The Lord came to meet him.
你看这个摊子。
You look at this paralyzed man.
他在那个毕士大池旁。
And he has been in this the pool of Bethesda.
这个毕士大呢，它那个原文就是怜悯之家。
The Bethesda means the house of mercy. Because it's right next to the temple.
弟兄姊妹们，他应该是很蒙恩的。
He ought to receive mercy.
但是他在那是躺着的。
But he is lying there.
也躺了38年。
And he's been laying there for 38 years.
他希望有什么神迹奇事发现。
And he always expects some miracles to happen.
他们希望传说说那个水啊，那个天使会来搅。
And they heard that the angels might come to stir up the water.
你看，对一个摊子来讲，他永远没办法第一个下去。
And for a paralyzed man, he will never be able to be the first one to enter into the pool.
如果是瞎子呢，也还好，你听见水动嘛，就跳下去了。
If it's a blind man, it's better because he can hear and he can still jump.
对这个摊子来讲，一看这水动，人下不了。你看。
But a paralyzed man, he can see the water move, but he can't jump in.
哎呀，他在那里一直寄望着神迹能够使他改变。
He continued to place his hope in a miracle.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers,
他过的是何等可怜的一种生活。
He lives such a pitiful life.
他离神的殿这么近。
He is so close to the temple of God.
整个光景是一种瘫痪的情形。
Yet his condition is one that is paralyzed.
主知道他的需要。
The Lord knows his needs.
对他说：“你要痊愈吗？”这其实主问这句话实在是很奇妙的。
And the Lord came and asked him, "Do you wish to get well?" And when it is interesting that Jesus asking this question.
你想，他心里想，我躺了38年，就是要痊愈嘛，对不对
？He probably thought in his heart, "I've been here for 38 years. I just want to get well."
感谢主，一句话就叫他起来。
Praise the Lord, because with one word, God caused him to rise up to walk.His life come to supply the need of this man.
结果怎么样了？他就起来了。
And then this man was able to get up.
起来之后呢，就拿着褥子起来走路啊。
And once he got up, he took up his pallet and began to walk.
现在他不是被他所爱的东西捆绑，他是拿着他所爱的跟从主。
Now he is no longer in bondage by the things that he loved, but he's able to pick the things he loved and follow the Lord.
哦，我真的看见有一些做生意的弟兄姊妹们呢，他们这个里面只要复兴的时候啊。他们是拿着他们的生意跟着走，这是好。
I did see some brothers and sisters who are in business, and once the Lord has restored their heart, they pick up their business to follow the Lord.
所以常常有弟兄姊妹来跟我讲，兄弟，我去做生意好不好
？And sometimes brothers and sisters ask me, brother son, is it okay for me to get into business?
我说当然，做生意也不是不好。
I said it's not wrong to be in business.
但是你要小心一件事情。
But you need to be careful one thing.
你开头可能是你做生意。
In the beginning, you're just doing your business.
如果到有一天变成生意做你，那就完了。
But one day when the business becomes to when the business possess you, then you're in trouble.
那么你可能呢，你的生命就要开始走上瘫痪的路。
And then you will walk on this way of a paralytic.
呀，我这过去。许多年，真的看见有些弟兄姊妹，就是因为在他的生意上面，开头时候还可以维持，到最后就整个下去。
I did see this same thing happen in some brothers and sisters' life. In the beginning of their business, they still followed the Lord, but after a while, they have fallen down.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要有健康的生命。
We need to have a healthy life.
是有些东西是我们不能脱离的，但是呢，我们要拿着它起来走，那个才是对的。
Yes, there are things in our life that we cannot do without, but we need to pick those things up to follow the Lord.
如果你躺在上面不能动，那就不对啊。
If you lay on top of it and you are unable to move, then that is wrong.
所以真正的丰盛的生命是不瘫痪的。
A true mark of the abundant life is one that is not paralyzed.
是有力量可以行走的。
It is one that has the strength to walk.
啊，第四个神迹。
The fourth sign.
在约翰福音第六章第一节到十五节。
In chapter 6, verse 1 to 15.
那我们知道，这个是五饼二鱼的这个故事。
We know that this is the story of the five bread and two fish.
这个故事我们非常熟悉。
And this is a story that we know very well.
当然，这个故事呢是说明这个丰盛生命的一个记号。
Of course, this story is also a mark of this abundant life.
它首先告诉我们，就说这个生命是一个无穷尽的一种生命。
It tells us this is the unlimited life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
那天人拿着个五饼二鱼到主的跟前。
That day, man brought this five bread and two fish before the Lord.
供应五千人的这个这个需要啊。
And the Lord was able to meet the needs of 5,000.
啊，这说明弟兄姊妹们，今天我们把一点点摆在主的手中，主若使用的话呢，那实在是无穷的供应。
And today, if we just place a little bit in God's hand, if the Lord will use it, it will supply to the needs of many.
这个五饼二鱼啊，用实在来讲，是讲到我们人性中间的这个好像这个很寒酸的啊，很少的一个部分中。
And this five bread and two fish speaks of something very little that man possess.
这说明今天你侍奉主啊，你只要肯把自己这一点交上去，主就能用了。
And it tells us that today when we serve the Lord, as long as we place down a little bit that we have, then God's able to use it.
我常常读这个五饼二鱼，我里面就有很深的感触。
I often read the stories, and then my heart is filled with this burden.
因为今天呢，我们看见很多侍奉主的人呢。
We see that today many people who serve the Lord.
都很注重外面所谓的体面。
And they emphasize on all the outward things.
要有很高的学历。
They need to have high education background. They need to have status.
Background. 所以我们有这些东西好像才能侍奉主啊。
It seems as if once you have those kind of things, then you are able to serve the Lord.
如果今天我们拿出来的只不过五饼二鱼啊，这个好像不好看。
If today we can only bring out five bread and two fish, it is not very pleasant.
弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
主从来没有嫌弃我们。
God never looked down on anything that we place before Him.
我出来侍奉主，我最怕人家有时候问我说：“哎，你是什么学校毕业？你是读什么的？”
After I came out to serve the Lord, I'm always afraid when people ask me, "What school did you graduate from?"
有时候我很窘迫。
Sometimes I'm ashamed.
我说我什么都不是。
I said I'm nothing.
啊，你什么都不是啊。
Says you're nothing.
我记得我年轻的时候在在青年弟兄姊妹当中啊。
I remember when I was young, I ministered upon the young brothers and sisters.
我们有很多弟兄姊妹都是名校学生的。
We have many people coming from these distinguished schools.
我看见教会中这些负责弟兄们呢，他们的眼呢都盯在这些名校学生身上。
And then I see all the brothers and sisters, the responsible brothers, and they have set their eyes on these students who are from distinguished schools.
那么很少看到我的。
They rarely looked at me.
啊，就这个算不得什么。
They say, well, he's not much.
当然不是，那弟兄们也很爱我了。
Of course, those brothers still love me.
但是呢，多多少少我们的眼还是注意在这些上面。
But small or large, our eyes still focus on these superficial things.
所以今天在侍奉上面来讲，有时候人觉得啊，你看我是做什么做什么的啊，弟兄姊妹们，那么我常常感觉呢，我什么都不是。
And today I felt that I am really nothing. But praise the Lord. He even selected me to use me. So I'm willing to commit myself into His hand. Dear brothers, it's because our Lord is an abundant Lord. He doesn't care about our background. But He focuses upon our heart and our willingness. Praise the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，当主在这里使用我们的时候
，When God uses us，
他也能够使他能够有不断的有一点点的供应啊。
He can continue use us to provide to others.
我常常有时候。
羡慕啊，有些弟兄姊妹们，他们哎呀，这个天然生命啊，就是非常优秀。
I sometimes envy those brothers and sisters who are naturally very talented.
我们常常听见有弟兄们告诉我们说，尼托森弟兄是过目不忘的。
And sometimes we have heard brothers told us that Brother Watchman Nee is one with a photographic memory.
大卫弟兄懂得十三国的语言。
And Brother Darby can speak 13 languages.
哇，天然的条件上都是非常优秀的。
And they have all these good qualities in them.
我就很羡慕他们。
And I envy them.
他们这个圣经一读就记住。
They just have to read the Bible once and remember it.
我记了半天，有时候还是忘记。
I will take hours and remember it, and I still can't remember it.
当然，弟兄姊妹们，他们也是非常爱主的人。
Of course, brother and sister, they love the Lord.
他们并没有顾到自己有什么好的条件可以给主用。
They didn't look at their own good qualifications and to use those for the Lord.
所以对于他们来讲，也许他们的像大的泉源一样，涌出来的水非常的丰富啊。
Maybe they're just like a great fountain that water spring out from them.
但是对于我来讲的话呢，感谢主，我就这么一点点，主给我一个小小的活泉。
But I thank the Lord, God still grant me a living well.
你要知道在这个耶利米书里面。
You know, in the book of Jeremiah,
指责以色列的百姓。
God rebuked the people of Israel.
所以他们离开我这个活水的泉源呢，去要一个什么破裂的池子。
And they, God says, you have left this living fountain and go for that broken cistern.
如果今天主要我们侍奉他，给我们一大池子水，你高不高兴呢？
If today you serve the Lord and He gives you a big tub of water, are you happy?
或者主说，我给你这么一个小小的泉源，你要哪一个呢？
Or God says, I have this small well right here. Which one would you prefer?
我感谢主，我没有一大池子的水。
I thank the Lord, I don't have a big tub full of water.
没有那么多丰富的知识。
I don't have all the abundant knowledge.
但是主给我的那个生命是一个小小的活泉。
But God has given me a living well.
所以我这几十年过来，我就靠这个小小的活泉在主面前服侍。我常常很感激我的主。
And but all these years of serving Him, I just rely upon this small living well, and I'm really grateful to the Lord. Every time I come to read the story of five bread and two fish, my heart is full of gratitude.
弟兄姊妹，这是真的。
Because this is true.
今天呢，如果我们活在这个丰盛生命的里面
，If today we live in this abundant life,
你只要一点点，弟兄姊妹就非常的丰富。
All you need is one little bit, and you'll be abundant.
所以这个生命呢。它能够产生这个无穷尽的一种的供应。
And this life will give out unlimited provision.
但是呢，这个神迹里面还包括另外一个很重要的原则。
And in this miracles, it also contain another important principle.
因为当主用五饼二鱼让五千人吃饱了。
And when God has fed the 5,000 with the 5 bread and 2 fish,
就下面产生一种什么情形呢？
And then something happened.
哇，这些人说好啊，主耶稣啊，能够天天叫我们吃饱，用他做王，叫他做王。
And these people says good, he can feed us and daily, and we want him to become the king.
那弟兄姊妹们，
Francis,
我们看见主立刻隐退。
We see Jesus immediately retreated.
在有的福音书里面告诉我们，主就催促门徒赶快走。
In other gospel, he sends the disciples away.
我想经过这个神迹之后，人家拥护主耶稣做王，可能门徒的眼睛都亮了。
And after this miracles, when the people want Jesus to become the king, probably all the disciples are excited.
哇，这下好啊！
This is great.
好啊，终于这个机会来了。
Finally, our opportunity comes.
啊，这个彼得想主一做王，我起码是大臣。
And Peter thought, if Jesus becomes a king, at least I am the right hand official.
约翰想，我至少部长也少不了我。
And John says, I'm probably going to be a commander.
你们看见在美国选总统也是这样啊。
You know that's how they select the president in United States.
靠近他的人或帮忙的人呢，个个都当大官的。
Those people near the candidates and help him a lot, they all will receive some kind of position.
主立刻隐退，并且把门徒们也催促走了。
But Jesus immediately retreated, also sent the disciples. disciples away.
这个说明什么呢?
What does that tell us?
弟兄姊妹们,
it tells us that in the life of Jesus Christ, he has another side which is
hidden. 你不因为有恩赐有供应,
it is not because he is talented or he's gifted, then he will become the king. We see in the church history,
许多人因为有恩赐有供应,
many people because of their special gifts, they began to become kings.
我深信这一次主对门徒们的教训,
I'm sure that this teaching from the Lord Jesus to his disciple created a great impact in their life. In the Pentecost, Peter rose up to preach and 3,000 people believed. He preached again, 2,000 believed. If today someone has such kind of gift,
彼得布道团马上就出来了。
All of a sudden, we will have Peter's crusade.
会不会呢?
Would that happen?
很容易。
Very easily.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
彼得深记主的教训,
Peter deeply remembered the teaching of Lord Jesus.
在工作上面,
in terms of work,
今天在地上,
today we are still on earth.
侍奉主的人只能供应，不要做王。
Those people who serve the Lord can only provide. They cannot become the king.
我们的生命呢,弟兄姊妹们,
sometimes we need to hide our lives. This life is like a pure wine.
越陈越香,
and the longer it is, the better it is.
越陈越有劲,
the longer it is, the more tasty it becomes.
越隐藏越有深度,
the more you taste, the more depth it has.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers, a person who is truly living in this abundant life, in his life, there's a special portion that is hidden.
哎呀,
today we see many young people come out to serve the Lord.
一出来,
and once they show some kind of special gift, immediately they want the whole world to know. That is very dangerous.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, it is best that we stand on the ground to serve the Lord.
你有多少,
however much you have, that's how much you would do.
哎,
this is the best way to serve.
所以,
we will never forget.
神的祝福而有的功用呢，不是自己的才干。
And because whatever God blesses you in your work, it is not out of your talent.
我们如果有这样的认识，我们就不会被神的祝福反而破坏。
If you have such understanding, then you will not be destroyed by God's blessing.
所以这个五饼二鱼也说明了丰盛生命的记号。
And this 5 bread 2 fish is also a mark of this abundant life.
第五个神迹,
the fifth sign
在约翰福音第六章,
is in chapter 6.
这里讲到主耶稣基督在海面上行走,
here it tells Jesus walked on the water.
当门徒们在海上忽然之间起了风浪,
when the disciples were in the sea, all of a sudden the strong wind came.
我想我们在跟随主的路上,
I think that in our ways of following the Lord Jesus,
或者在我们属灵的生活里面,
or in our spiritual life, it is impossible that we do not have any difficulty.
有的时候呢, 好像会, 这个风云起啊, 这个浪头就很高,
sometimes you begin to see the wind blow and the sea rose high.
哎呀, 门徒们呢, 都是多年在海上工作的人, 他们心里也害怕。
And these disciples are seasoned fishermen, yet even they were afraid.
说明呢,
so according to their experience, they cannot meet the need that is in front of
them. 诶,
and then they saw Jesus walking on the sea.
主耶稣在这个风浪的里面,
in this storm, Jesus was not afraid.
主在海面上走的时候, 非常的优雅, 非常的从容,
and Jesus walked on the sea very calmly.
我们晓得弟兄姊妹,
Jesus here tells us another character of this abundant life.
啊, 有的时候, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们遇见 的困难。
Sometimes we will encounter some difficulties.
啊，我们就会变得非常的焦虑。
And we become very anxious.
甚至我们有时候在主面前也会呼喊说：“主啊，我们丧命了。”
We even call before the Lord, saying, "Lord, I am about to die."
有的时候家庭有难处。
Sometimes we have problems in our family.
有的时候教会里面有难处。
Sometimes there are problems in church.
哎呀，我们感觉哈，你在教会中的服事，你是负责人的，你就常常好像是什么？是，他们常常讲说是掌舵的啊。
And some people say if you're the responsible brothers in the church, then you are the one holding the stern.
我们多希望呢，这条船呢能够开得平平稳稳的，一直达到目的，对吧
？We all desire the ship to continue to go peacefully and reaching the destination.
但是你不知道什么时候教会中会产生难处。
But you never know when there will be problem in the church.
有的根本不是你所能预料的。
Sometimes it's something out of your expectation.
忽然这个难处就出来了。
All of a sudden you have this problem.
啊，你看见教会里面大家都非常的惊慌啊。
You see that everyone is afraid in the church.
啊，多少人都埋怨我埋怨你啊。
Sometimes one will blame, we will blame each other.
还有更多的难处就跑出来了。
And more problems will rose up.
弟兄姊妹，主在这里告诉我们。
The Lord tells us here.
如果你生命是丰盛
if your life is abundant,
你就能像主耶稣一样
then you will be like Jesus.
面临这许许多多的艰难，这些风浪的时候呢，你仍旧能够很优雅的跟随主往前。
When you are faced with so many problems and so much storm, you are still able to follow Jesus calmly.
所以可见今天呢，在生活中或者侍奉上所产生的难处呢，是需要生命的供应啊。
And today, many problems we face in our life, we need a provision of life.
我自己因为在教会里面服事，我很知道这些风浪起来的时候所产生的那一种的里面的这种困扰啊。
And because I have served in the church for many years, I understand fully what these storms will cause in the church.
啊，有的时候靠自己的力量维持镇定。
Sometimes you try to use your own effort to remain calm.
表面上看起来好像这个若无其事。
And outwardly, your face shows that you are kind of calm.
里面呢，像火山爆炸。
But in your heart, it's like the volcano that have erupted.
有时候真是摇橹甚苦啊。
And sometimes you are rowing the boat, and it's so difficult.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你活在主这个丰盛的生命里面的话
，But brothers and sisters, if you live in the abundant life of the Lord Jesus,
你根本都不需要这些。
You don't need any of this.
你像主一样在海面上行走。
You will be like Jesus that walks on the water.
我想这个神迹它里面包含很重要的教训在里面。
I know that this miracle included a very important spiritual teaching.
让我们在今天这个非常不平凡的时代里面。
Because we live in such abnormal time today.
各样的事物都在变动的时候。
When everything is changing around us.
能够像主耶稣在海面上行走。
We still need to be like Jesus, walk on the water.
你活在这个生命里面。
You live in this life.
那第六个神迹。
And the sixth sign.
约翰福音第九章。
Is John chapter 9.
我们知道主在那里开了一个瞎眼，生来瞎眼的人。
And Jesus has opened the eye of a man born blind.
所以丰盛生命的第六个记号就是不瞎眼。
The sixth mark of the abundant life is not being blind.
你知道这个瞎眼的人呢？他是他在犹太教里面。
You know this blind man? He is a Jew. He is a Jew.
很奇妙的，他眼睛开了之后呢，他反而怎么样？受逼迫。
And after his eyes were opened, he was persecuted.
啊，所以呢，这个神迹告诉我们说什么呢
？And what does this miracle tells us?
宗教呢，是宁可喜欢人瞎眼守规矩。
Religions.Is one that rather men remain blind so that we can obey the tradition.
啊，如果你活在犹太教里面，你守规矩啊，比你开眼睛重要。
It is more important to obey the traditions of religion than to be open, than not to be blind.
本来啊，我们这些蒙恩的神的儿女啊，我们被神重生的人，应该个个眼睛都是明亮的，不应该有瞎眼。
All of us who are born again by the Lord Jesus, our eyes should be open. We should not be blind.
但是好像事实上我们很多人是看不见。
But in reality, many of us cannot see.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这实在是一个非常非常不正常的现象。
Francis, this This is something very abnormal.
并且呢，一旦你眼睛得开啊，你下面就麻烦了。
And as soon as your eyes are open, you begin to face trouble.
我很有这个经验的。
I have this experience.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个你只要眼睛一开啊，你马上麻烦来了。
Whenever your eyes are opened, immediately you have to face trouble.
你从前瞎眼的时候，个个都称赞你。
When you were blind formerly, everyone praised you.
好像你朋友也多一点。
It seems that you also have more friends.
你一旦瞎开了眼睛之后呢
？But as soon as your eyes are opened,
啊，弟兄姊妹们，很多人呢，这个就不能接受你。
All of a sudden, people can no longer accept you.
让我举一个很简单的例子来说。
I give you a simple example.
我知道我们中间弟兄姊妹们大家都不过圣诞节的。
I know that most of brothers and sisters here do not celebrate Christmas.
因为我们知道那个是错误的。
Because we know that's a mistake.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你是瞎眼的话，那你过圣诞节过得很痛快。
Friend sister, but if your eyes are blind, then you celebrate Christmas very
happily. 一旦你不开你的眼睛，知道这个情形不对，你一不过，你麻烦了，变成麻烦了。
But as soon as your eyes are open, you feel that this is not right, then you have problem.
弟兄姊妹，在今天宗教的世界里面，有太多这些事物。
Friend sister, there's so many of these kind of things in the religious world.
所以主耶稣来了，把人的眼睛一开。
So Jesus came and opened this man's eye.
那个人麻烦了。
That person faced trouble.
结果呢，主耶稣自己也有麻烦。
And Jesus also was in trouble.
但是我们需要有明亮的眼睛。
But we need to have a bright eye.
弟兄姊妹们，教会经过2000年的历史过来。
After 2,000 years of history in the church,
有太多混杂的东西在里面。
There are so many mixtures.
太多不属于主的事物在里面。
There are so many things that's not from the Lord.
你今天路要走得好，你必须眼睛要明亮。
Today, if you want to walk on the right way, your eye has to be bright.
如果你眼睛不开启的话呢
？If your eyes are not open,
弟兄姊妹，可能你过的是一个很可怜的生活。
Maybe you are leading a very sorry life.
你看这个瞎子从前眼睛没开着，他过的什么？过的乞丐的生活，对不对
？And formerly, this man, when he was blind, he was a beggar.
那说明属灵生命上的一种贫穷和软弱。
It tells about some kind of spiritual poverty.
只有你眼睛明亮起来的时候，弟兄姊妹，你才过了一个正常人的生活。
Only when your eyes are open and bright, you will lead a normal life.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
如果我们生命是丰盛
，If our life is abundant，
就是我们里面的眼睛应该是明亮。
Then our eye ought to be bright。
第七个神迹
，The seventh miracle。
我们知道这是在十一章约翰福音第十一章。
We know it is in chapter 11 of John。
记载着拉撒路从死里复活的故事。
Here it records the story of Lazarus risen from the dead。
这说明呢，这个生命呢，它是永远不死的。
It tells us this life will never die.
我们会遇见死亡的东西。
We will encounter death.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个生命呢，会叫你从死亡里面再出来。
This life will cause you to be resurrect from the death.
我想我们今天在属灵的生活上啊。
Today in our spiritual life.
我们是生活在一个充满死亡的一个环境里面。
We lived in an environment full of death.
但是呢，如果我们的生命丰盛的话呢？
But if our life is abundant,
弟兄姊妹们，这个丰盛的生命叫我们能够不受死亡的约束。
This life will cause us not to be in bondage of death.
所以主那天叫拉撒路从死里复活。
That day Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
说明不仅是主爱他。
Tells us not only Jesus loves him.
主要借着拉撒路说明一个事实。
But also through Lazarus, he will tell us one truth.
这个从万有之上而来的生命。
And that this God that comes from the Almighty,
是一个胜过死亡的生命。
This life is one that overcomes death.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们要很小心在我们的生活中间啊。
We need to be very careful in our daily life.
不要被仇敌用死亡的因素把我们这个约束起来。
That we will not allow Satan to bind us with the elements of death.
今天呢？复活的经历是最强而有力的见证。
Today the resurrection experience is most convincing.
如果我们在生活中我们能胜过死亡出来，弟兄姊妹们，你不需要说什么，你像拉撒路人不需要说什么。
Brothers and sisters, if you can overcome death in your life, then you don't need to speak much, just like Lazarus.
我最记得从前一个侯老姊妹，她解释这一段，我觉得很最有意思。
I remember an elderly sister Ho. She used to explain these scriptures.
她说这个拉撒路啊，不像我们传福音的这个声嘶力竭很辛苦。
And she said. that Lazarus is not unlike us who preach the gospel with much effort and voice. Lazarus just needs to eat and then people will be saved.
你看多好啊。
This is wonderful.
很多犹太人他看见拉撒路回去就信主了。
Many Jews came to look at Lazarus, and when he ate, they went back and believed in Lord Jesus.
我们没有听见拉撒路说过一句话。
We never heard Lazarus spoken a word.
拉撒路不需要对他们说，你要信耶稣才能得永生，不需要说。
Lazarus didn't have to tell them, you need to believe in Jesus, then you will gain eternal life. He didn't.
因为拉撒路从死里面走出来了。
Because he walked out from death.
他坐那里吃饭就是见证,
He's sitting there to eat, and that is his testimony. Today, God also allows us to go through many situations of death. But by his resurrection life, we need to walk out from those deaths. Every time we walk out, it is a testimony. And it's the most powerful testimony. The eighth sign. It's recorded in John 21. We know at the end for Apostle Peter. After Jesus rose from the dead, Peter was still weak. He says, I'm going fishing.
就好多门徒说,哎,我们跟你一起,把弟兄姊妹都带去打鱼。
And many brothers and sisters said, we will go with you. And he led many to go fishing.
这告诉我们,天然的生命跟随主永远是不可靠的。
This tells us that our, when we follow the Lord with our natural life, it is never reliable.
我想在福音书里面, 彼得是天然生命的一个最好的说明。And
Peter in the Gospels is one that explains about our natural life.
因为四福音书里面呢，除了主耶稣之外，他的故事记载最多。Because
in all the four Gospels, aside from the stories of Jesus, we also see Peter has the most stories recorded.
那说明那个天然生命跟随主是不可靠的。
It tells us that it is not reliable for us to follow the Lord with our natural life. Praise the Lord. Brothers
and
sisters, what does this miracle tell us? It tells us the unlimited tenderness of the life in Jesus Christ. In any kind of circumstance, no matter how weak you have become, no matter how much you have offended Him, every time you touch this life again, this life is always tender.
因为他有这种的柔软,
because He is so tender,
他有这种的包容,
and He can forbear. He can also restore the lost man. I think Peter that day will probably remember what he has spoken to Jesus.
他说我的弟兄啊，如果一天得罪我七次,
he said, if my brother have offended me seven times,
那我都赦免他够不够?
Then is it enough for me to forgive him?
主怎么回答呢?
What did Jesus say?
主说不是七次。
It is not seven,
是70个七次,
but 70 times seven.
是七的七十次方, 这样, 数学上,
is seven to the 70th power.
这是等于是无限的了,
it is unlimited.
是说明主里面这种无限量的一种的宽容和赦免。
It tells of God's unlimited forgiveness.
We
always thank our Lord.
他是用这样生命的度量在对待我们。
With such capacity of life, he treated us.
所以在希伯来书里面，他有这样的话说。
In Hebrew, he tells us.
他一经赦免我们之后，他就怎么样？他就不再纪念。
Once he had forgiven, he will not remember.
他就永远忘记。
He will forget it forever.
这是这几年来啊，我读到圣经里面最叫我里面得安慰、得鼓舞的话语。
And this is the verse that encouraged me the most in these past years.
我从来没想到主赦免我到一个地步会完全忘记。
I have never thought that God will forgive me to the point that He will totally forget.
因为我们一位年长的弟兄解释这个，叫我里面真是充满了感谢。
Once our brother explained this to me, my heart is filled with thanksgiving.
他说，当你软弱，你在主面前恳求。 认你的软弱，主一用血洗净之后，主不再纪念，不再纪念，就是完全忘记。
Once you have confessed your weakness before the Lord, He will wipe them away with His blood, and He will never remember again.
啊，这是何等的福音啊
！Such gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的智，因为什么？他说，因为神的智慧是完全的智慧。
Because God has a perfect wisdom.
所以他可以完全忘记。
So he can perfectly forget.
我们的智慧呢是不完全的。
Our wisdom is not perfect.
所以我们可以赦免人，但是不会忘记。
So we can forgive others, but we will not forget.
啊，如果我的弟兄得罪我。
If my brother offended me.
啊，我说弟兄，我赦免你了。
I said, brother, I forgive you.
但是下次一见面就记得他上次得罪我。
But next time when we meet, I still remember how you have offended me.
但是对于神来讲。
But as to God.
一旦他赦免，就整个忘记。
As soon as he forgives.He forgets immediately.
我深信的圣经，所以记载彼得这个软弱。
I truly believe that the Bible recorded the weakness of Peter.
是为了鼓励我们这些软弱的人。
It's so that it will encourage all of us who are weak.
将来到主跟前去，这些都要忘记。
One day when we go before the Lord, all these are forgiven.
我相信主已经忘记。
I know Jesus has forgotten about these.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
彼得落到那样一种软弱的光景中、啊、
Peter has fallen into such deep weakness.
那么主的这个生命使他完全得到恢复。
But the life of Jesus completely restored him.
并且呢，主可以用爱来要求他。
And God, Jesus can also use love to make requests of him.
虽然彼得不敢用神所用的爱回答，但是神可以用这样的爱要求他。
Even though Peter dared not to answer Jesus with the same kind of love.But Jesus can make that request.
主完全知道他用这样的爱要求他不是过分。
Jesus knows that to request Peter with such kind of love, it is not too much to ask.
因为终有一天彼得会进入这样的光景。
Because one day Peter will also enter into that love.
所以主不仅把他挽回过来。
So not only Jesus has restored him.
并且使彼得更谦卑，更为有用。
He made Peter even humbler and.Even more useful.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天主所给我们这个生命
，So brother and sister, the life that Jesus has given us today
有这一种的一种特性在里面
，has all these special characters.
所以我们要让主这个生命的种子在我们里面
，We need to let this seed of life
能够不断的生长
，and to allow it to continue to grow.
而让这些特性呢，能从我们的生活侍奉中间能够把它显明出来
，until these special characters are realized.In our ministry, in our service.
所以这是主对我们的心意。
This is God's heart desire to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要以光得着这个生命为满足。
Don't just be satisfied to receive this life.
我们要追求达到丰盛。
We need to pursue until we have attained His fullness.
因为主的救恩是要把我们带到这样光景。
Because His salvation will lead us into such condition.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
什么时候这八个神迹所显出的特性显明出来的时候，那就是丰盛生命的记号。
Whenever these eight signs are revealed, that is the mark of abundant life.
今天在我们这个多难处的这个生命里面
，Today in our life that is full of problems，
在这个多难处的世界里面
，In a world that is full of problems，
在这个多难处的教会生活里面
，In a church life that is full of problems，
只有丰盛的生命能够解决一切的问题
，Only this abundant life can resolve all issues，
并且能够产生真正属灵的果效
，And it will bear the true fruit，
才能够见证耶稣基督的美丽
，And can testify the beauty of Lord Jesus Christ。
所以愿主激发我们里面。这种的爱慕
May the Lord spur us on
因为怎么样让我们顺服圣灵和十字架的工作
So that we will be obedient to the work of the Holy Spirit and to the cross
让每个弟兄姊妹都成为好土
That each brother and sister will become the good soil
让这个生命在我们里面得到一个充分的发展
And that this life can fully grow within us
让生命丰盛的每一个现象都能够被显明出来
And that every facet of this abundant life will be revealed Let us bow our heads and pray.
我们亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Our dear Lord, our heart is full of thanksgiving.
你是何等爱我们。
How you love us.
主啊，像我们这样败坏不堪的人。
People like us who are so corrupted.
主啊，你把这么样尊贵荣耀的生命摆在我们里面。
Yet you have placed such royal and glorious life within us.
我们求。 让我们成为好土。
We ask Lord that we will become a good soil.
求你借着圣灵降下透雨。
That through the Holy Spirit you send down the showers.
借着十字架在我们身上来耕种。
And through the Holy Spirit, and through the cross that you will work in us.
哇，愿你使我们这个土成为软和的土。
That this soil will become softened.
能适合于你的生命在里面来生长。
And proper for your use.
并且让这个生命能从我们的生命中显露出来。
And allow this life to be revealed through us.
主啊，我们知道仇敌今天千方百计的就是破坏这个生命。
Lord, we know that the enemy wants to destroy this life today.
今天的世界也是阻挡这个生命的生长。
And today this world also wants to prevent the growth of this life.
愿我们体贴你的心意。
May we follow your will.
珍惜这个生命。
To treasure this life.
给这个生命有更多的机会在我们身上能有美好的生长。
Give this life more room to grow and to manifest itself through us.
让它发芽。
Let it sprout.
让它成长。
Let it grow.
让它结籽粒。
Let it bear fruit.
让籽粒饱满。
And so that the fruits are full of
heads.
That you may be glorified.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们深信主，你要在我们身上成全你自己的作为。
We truly believe that you will accomplish your work in us.
我们愿意向你俯伏敬拜。
We also bow down and worship you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.